Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Mike.
How are you doing?
Tired.
Tired.
Yeah. Office days. Starting in.
Do you have any holidays coming up? Any
Yeah,
vacation?
after the WorfCon.
That's right. That's right.
I'm
You're visiting some more North American cities after that.
DC.
DC.
Going to a baseball.
Ah, the Nationals.
Yeah. And after that, I'm going to Vancouver. And they're watching Canucks Oilers from the preseason and Vancouver Whitecaps. Soccer in North America. Only because the captain of the Hamburger SV changed and is now there. Oh,
Still
you?
sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Oh, you're muted.
It's going well. How about you all?
Doing great.
Nice.
So I think this might be it for a little while. I mean, Kristen said she's going to be late. And
Okay.
Boaz and Kirsten are gone.
All right.
And I looking at the agenda, I don't actually know what we have to talk about, to be honest.
Okay. Let me double check.
The only thing I could see, Joe, is you were reaching out to Christopher Spaulding from EBSCO to see if he could be on the panel.
Yeah, he hasn't responded. Yeah, so that's pretty much the only my only update.
But the others are all confirmed. I was hoping to meet Sarah in person.
Oh, right.
Were together on the ACQ-SIG and ERM.
Gotcha. No dice.
So I'm looking at the slides, and they seem sparse, but I don't know. Maybe that's fine because we're just banking on the panel.
That was my impression.
So, yeah, I don't know. It feels like we're kind of ready,
That's good.
other than having an EBSCO person there.
All right.
I reached out to someone at EBSCO, by the way, Joe,
Okay.
because no one seems to be, no one went to the community council meeting
Oh.
from EBSCO. So I
Gotcha.
was
Yeah.
just sort of reminding them that that might not be a great look.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear about Trillium being delayed?
No, what happened?
EBSCO finally realized that people weren't ready,
Oh, good.
including themselves,
That's even
being
better.
ready. Yeah, to they had just sort of moved their own tenants to Ramsons and hadn't begun Sunflower upgrades, and if Trillium was gonna, be coming on the heels of that in a couple of months, just they would never get to it. And plus, there's a bunch of issues and problems in Eureka that they want to fix.
Okay, that's good. It's
So, yeah, exactly. So better to have it fixed.
just like this the deadline is somewhat artificial.
Yeah, and it was we were in a meeting with them yesterday, and with Mark Fexler yesterday, and he said, you guys asked for this back in the spring, and maybe we should have listened a little harder. So it
Nice.
took them a while to get to where we were thinking, but they did eventually.
That's good.
Yeah, so that's the positive, that's the positive spin of that, how that played
Excellent.
out.
Nice. Yep.
That's really good. We're
Yeah.
migrating to Quesnelia, so we haven't even started testing Remsons.
Gotcha. Yep.
Yeah, for our customers, we're a little slow in getting to Ramsons too, and we have
Yeah.
some of our customers actually don't customers don't really want to go to Ramsons yet. You know,
Okay.
they're kind of apprehensive about adopting releases, I guess. So people are
Yeah.
getting, I think Folio's got enough functionality that people are kind of settling in and say, okay, well,
It'll do.
it'll
Yeah.
do. We're good for now.
Yeah, I think, the thing that my crew still looking forward to is the Folio query machine and how that'll drive the
The
lists app.
lists, yeah.
But right now we're still working on, I think we're almost done beta testing reporting app. So that solved a lot of problems for people.
Yeah.
But I still got some grumpy people, and they're not wrong, and also they're just kind of grumpy.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Both th two things can be true at the same time.
Yeah, so it's just like, okay, you guys, this is a form of conversation for you. I see.
We have issues with our migration tools. In the middle
Jeez.
of a test migration, and it's like, oh my God.
Oh,
And it's
no.
just the fourth library, fifth, kind of that. So, well, around 45 to go.
Oh, boy. Wee.
And the deadline was set by Mr. Preetz around end of 27.
Gotcha. All right.
You get time.
Yeah.
Yeah, the smaller libraries are not the problem with like 200 to 500,000 instances, but we have the University Library of Munich, and they have like 5 million. The
Yep.
export takes about 48 hours.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike's crew puts up with our stuff. We're like 9 million instances, something like
Yeah.
that.
All right, well, I think
Yeah.
that maybe we can call it for today. We
Yeah.
good? Yep.
Yep.
All right. Well, have a great rest of the weekend and great weekend. We'll
Yeah.
talk to you guys later.
You too.
You guys too.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.